like to call to order this meeting of the Montville Planning and Zoning Commission. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Secretary, could you take attendance, please?
Okay, let's see who we got here. Okay, Commissioner Joseph Summers?
Present.
Commissioner Joshua Kovalik?
I am here.
You are here. Okay, John Poole, he is absent. And John Jussard, myself, is here. Chairman Lundy?
Here.
Vice Chairman Wells Pikes?
Here.
John Estelle? Looks like he's absent. Isaac Tate?
I'm here.
You're here? And Chuck Longton? Looks like he's absent. We got 6 people present.
Great, so we have a quorum. Are there any additions or changes to the agenda needed? No? Okay. We will move on to the approval of the March 26, 2024 regular meeting minutes. Would someone like to make a motion?
Okay, let's move.
Motion to approve.
Okay.
I'll second that motion.
First and seconded by Commissioners Longton and Desjardins. I'm sorry, Summers and Desjardins. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstaining? Okay, the minutes have been approved. At this time, we'll ask for remarks from the public for items not related to the agenda. If anyone would like to make a comment, please feel free to do so now. Hearing none, we will move on to this evening's public hearing. First is public hearing 24ZC1, zoning regulation text and map amendment to add sections 1.3, definitions, 12.2.19, LI permitted uses, 12.2.11, I permitted uses, and add sections 4.11.15, regulations concerning cannabis establishments, 14B, cannabis overlay zones. The applicant is the Town of Montville Planning and Zoning Commission. The date of receipt is today, and a decision is not required by a particular date. The public hearing, can I get a motion to open the public hearing?
I'll make a motion.
And I'll second that motion.
Okay, first and seconded by Commissioners Kovalik and Desjardins. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. The public hearing is now open. Matt, is there anything that we should know about this?
I did include in your packets and then maybe some additional materials I handed out kind of a bullet point that I think summarizes where we've been to some extent and then what this particular application is, some options. And then, of course, there was a memo that preceded that bullet point, I think. Back in the third week of March, I think I dated that one, so you have that. This is the application that we discussed at the prior meeting. So I think you're all familiar with what the setup is. And again, I think the main sticking issue, it seems, is the retail kind of component. So what we've done is, based on the request, I think, of Commissioner Estelle, was we included a second hearing for a prohibition part, if that's necessary in some respect. So if you have any questions, I can answer those. Procedurally, we made all the referrals we needed to make. We provided a copy to the town clerk in advance 10 days prior to the hearing. We did hear from the Regional Planning Commission. They had no comments. They saw no municipal impact. We also heard from the DEP CAM section, Coastal Area Management section. They had no issues. We had to send that to them because the easterly overlay is actually within that CAM zone. The westerly is not. So, and of course, the easterly is basically developed at this point. issues there. We didn't receive, to my knowledge, any concerns or comments from other agencies in-house at all, which I think is probably good. No news is good news, I suppose. And we didn't receive any comments or concerns that I'm aware of from the public by way of email or otherwise, right? So I guess maybe that's good as well. So
okay.
With that, I mean, I don't know if you want to open it up to the public or...
Sure. I did just want to read into the record the summary of these proposed regulations. The proposed regulations define and create three classes of cannabis uses. Class 1 is permitted as of right, and this would include delivery and transporters. Class 2 is labeled industrial. Class 3 is labeled retail. Each class is distinguished by where it is allowed and how it is allowed. Class 1, treated the same as any other similar use within our current regulations. Class 2, in industrial zones only and requires site plan by the Planning and Zoning Commission, as well as odor controls. In Class 3, only one additional permitted in a westerly overlay. The existing east facility can remain as it is a lawful non-conforming use. The new westerly location is subject to special permit by public hearing and site plan approval by Planning and Zoning, as well as certain design standards, such as the lot size, landscaping, lighting, stormwater, etc. It also requires mandatory referrals to various review agencies, and the Planning and Zoning Commission has the ability to mitigate any traffic impacts attributable to the new cannabis use. The concept, we'll end there. All right, so at this time, as we have a public hearing, I'd like to ask that anyone who would like to make a comment in favor of the proposal come forward at this time. And please state your name for the record. And just to say, during our meetings, we generally like to keep to a 3-minute limit.
Got it. Commissioner Americus Hernandez from the Economic Development Commission, along with Sheila Lipinski, another commissioner, and Sergeant St. Felix, all from the Economic Development Commission. Whether or not people approve of marijuana, it is now legal and it's here to stay. Many people disapproved of alcohol as well after prohibition, but we have liquor stores and shuts nowadays. Cannabis is a booming industry. Montville needs to take advantage and get the tax dollars from these industries. Many people are unaware that Montville schools received $240,000 in tax money from the sale of marijuana from the botanist on Route 32. Mr. Pike can verify this as the chairman of the Board of Education. There is now a new dispensary in Norwich. This will diminish the tax dollars from Montville and money that would go to the schools for our children's education. The schools receive only a portion of the tax dollars and the town receives the rest. In a recent EDC meeting, our mayor, Lenny Bunnell, suggested that Route 163 be used to divide the town for this purpose. There would be one dispensary on each side of town. That is a great idea. Montville needs a dispensary in the Route 85 area to draw businesses from Waterford, Salem, and Colchester. We need to act quickly before these towns take advantage of this tax opportunity. It has also been suggested that Montville solicit a large company such as Affinity Grow. They have current locations in Portland and New Haven, but nothing on this side of the state. They are not just a dispensary, they have grow houses and kitchens as well that produce edibles. This would not only bring in huge tax dollars, but it would also offer many employment opportunities. Please consider approving the zoning for this type of business. Montville needs these tax dollars. We need to move swiftly before neighboring towns. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. If anyone would like to speak against the application, please feel free to do so now. Okay, and for public hearings, we do ask three times, both for and against. So if anyone would like to speak in favor, please come up. Against? In favor? Against? Okay, thank you very much. At this time, I'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved.
I'll second it.
First and seconded by Commissioners Summers and Desjardins. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you very much. I believe the way we're going to handle this is to for the commission to vote on this application, correct?
Yeah, just because it's a little unusual the way that we had to set it up, but I would deliberate on this and decide what you want to do on this, and then that will determine what will happen kind of with that second.
Correct. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right. Any discussion? Or actually, I should say, is there a motion to approve the application for the zoning text amendment?
Well, let's see what we got there.
I did provide a draft for you. I hope that was helpful. Some findings and reasons. Just to get the conversation going.
Okay, I'll read it into the record. The Montville Planning and Zoning Commission is proposing an application to define regulations for new retail cannabis establishments in Montville. The undersigned applicant hereby consents to necessary and proper inspections of the above-mentioned property by agents of the commission at reasonable times, both before and after a permit is granted by the commission. Is this correct?
No, I was referring to the last motion that we
had valid. Right, but we haven't had discussion about this.
You did?
I got no more papers.
We haven't had a discussion yet about this.
Oh, deep right here?
Yeah.
Right?
Thank you.
Okay.
I think there still needs to be a discussion.
These cheat sheets.
So I will entertain a motion to approve 24ZC1. Would anyone like to make that motion?
I'll make it. Okay. Motion to approve 24ZC1 with the following findings. Reason for approval and effective date. Findings. Number one, in taking this action, the Planning and Zoning Commission has considered 2022 POCD and find the changes to be consistent with POCD recommendation with general regards to promoting economic development. Two, on 4/10/2024, the Regional Planning Commission found that changes are not likely to have a negative intermunicipal impact. Three, on 4/19/2024, the state EEP had found that the proposed changes are generally consistent with the policies and standards of the Connecticut Coastal Management Act. Reasons for approval. One, the proposed regulation incorporates reasonable limitations on retail cannabis use, which also allows other cannabis use subject to appropriate design standards. Effective April 29, 2024 at 12 a.m.
Second.
Okay.
It's been first and seconded by Commissioners Desjardins and Swimmers. Any discussion?
I think the only concern I have is the laydown area for the other side of town, the west side of town, as it's being referred to, is a pretty finite space. So I'm really curious how you could put an establishment like that in a Chesterfield area. I'm not quite sure how that fits in there. Maybe you can explain that to me, Mr. Davis. I look at the overview and I'm like, how do we actually put something in that area there? It's a very small piece. Assuming it's going from the firehouse towards New London, or does it go towards the Dinosaur Park? It looks like it goes straight to New London 161.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We tried to stay south,
yes,
of the Dinosaur Park.
Right.
And we may have talked about that at the last meeting.
We did, a little bit.
Yeah. So the way the regulation is written, it requires a lot, minimum lot size of 60,000 square feet. So effectively, it would require lots to be assembled. in that location because...
in other words, a combination of a couple lots there.
Right.
Yes.
So the idea was to try to leverage the use in a way that would promote some reinvestment, if you will, in that area to maybe improve the area in terms of compared to what's there now. Try to be politically correct. So that's why I went in the direction of trying to incentivize some combinations of lots to see if owners out there were interested in kind of a collaborative approach. And then you would demo buildings, you would basically create kind of a redevelopment piece. And then that would hopefully, if it were done successfully, it would provide somewhat of a catalyst for reinvestment in some of the other pieces, either upgrades with the existing uses or potential changes in use. Trying to create value from this use. So to leverage it not just in terms of the tax benefits, but to leverage it as well as far as kind of increasing values to the point where more investment becomes viable and more interest to some of the properties that are there. So that was the idea. And 60,000, is there any magic to 60,000? No. I kind of thought that was something that could allow some scale to get some economies to kind of justify the amount of investment that would be necessary to kind of make this happen.
But for all practical purposes, that's an acre and a half.
Yep.
I mean, acre being 44,000 square foot. That's a large piece of property. I'm not saying it can't happen,
right.
But there would have to be a lot of creativity down there to make that happen. I'm looking at Rinaldi's, I'm looking across the street, I'm looking at the K-9 place.
Yeah, we stopped at short of the K-9 facility. I don't think we went down that far, because we wanted to stay away from the intersection.
Right.
At that location, so, and I agree with you, to be honest with you, we don't have at present a prospect who is, banging on the door, so to speak.
Mm.
And it may very well turn out that even if the regulation is adopted in its current form, there may not be interest the way it's written. It's kind of hard to say, but the other thing we tried to do is we tried to include some design standards that are kind of above and beyond what you have now for your standards for C1, C2. So this would be held to a higher standard. There are some process requirements that are different. You have a special permit and a public hearing requirement. We have the ability to mitigate impacts, whether they're related to traffic or whatever the topic might be. So, there's a number of kind of bells and whistles, if you want, associated with this that we really don't have in other places. And we certainly don't have those in place now in those locations. So.
I mean, the first thing that comes to my mind is Chesterfield Lodge and Rinaldi's.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that's got some money, some principal money behind them.
Right.
That would be a perfect lay-down area where those two places are.
I mean, when you look at what's happened with Mr. Phillips and his facility. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And there'll be, I think it's fair to say there'll be some additional investments up in that area over time. I can see Chesterfield kind of evolving in a good direction.
Mm-hmm.
If this is part of that, okay. Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But we'll find out if it gets adopted.
Yeah, thank you.
Commissioner Tate, any questions, discussion?
No, ma'am.
No. Commissioner Deschardins?
Well, let's put it this way. If somebody wants to make it work, they're going to make it work. And first of all, they're going to have the capital behind them to make it work. That's about it.
Okay, thank you. Commissioner Kobolak?
My only concern is, isn't there a potential to be a roundabout at this intersection?
Not that I'm aware of.
No.
Well, the state, I think, had some plans at one point for certain sections of the corridor. The viability of those plans is kind of in question at this point. Result of some developments that occurred that affected lands that they had anticipated using for some of those improvements. The costs now associated with using those lands are frankly prohibitive. So I think the state is kind of going back to the drawing board probably to look at the scope mm-hmm. and to try to determine what is actually feasible to do there. So I don't see a roundabout in the future.
Right, because that would actually chew up quite a bit of real estate in that one spot.
Yeah, yeah. They do consume a lot of land. I'm just thinking of that location, and I think they work well in certain places reasons. Mm. But this one here, I question myself frankly whether it was something that would work.
Mm. And Josh, it was kind of in the area of Double Down and the new gas station. Like in that area is where they're.
Okay.
So at one time, correct me if I'm wrong, the idea was to buy the Kobe Luck gravel pit and straighten it. Yeah, just straighten it right through.
Go
straight through. Right, okay.
Commissioner Summers?
I'm satisfied with these regulations. It's consistent with what we've talked about over past several meetings.
Okay. All right, thank you very much, gentlemen. At this time, let's take a roll call vote.
Okay. This is for that, I think. Commissioner Summers?
In favor.
Yes. Commissioner Kobluck?
In favor.
I'm absent. Commissioner Jarns, in favor. Chairperson Lundy?
I'll go at the end.
Oh, you'll go at the end? Okay. Wilson Pike?
Favor.
John's still not here. Isaac Tate?
In favor.
And he's not here. And you're the last one.
In favor.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Everybody here was in favor.
Okay, motion passes. Thank you very much. Thank you to everyone that came and spoke.
Thank you.
So with respect to the second one, we just do a simple motion to withdraw that application since it's your application.
Sure.
And that'll bring closure to that one.
Okay. Is there a second to remove that motion?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any
aye.
Opposed? Okay. The motion has been withdrawn.
Let's walk through this.
This was for the prohibition.
Oh, okay.
It's redundant at
this
point.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you. All right. Moving on to old business. There is none. New business. We have 24 sub 2 Black Ash Estates, 970 Old Colchester Road. Parcel ID is 037-001-000, Oakdale, Connecticut. The owner applicant is Patchogue Capital LLC for proposed 13-lot resubdivision. The application was submitted on March 28th and received today. We are going to have a public hearing for this, likely at our June meeting. And this is just for information only. There's no action required on this evening.
Okay.
Item, yes.
The public hearing will be placed
May 28th.
Oh, May 28th.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Is Memorial Day celebrated that day?
Wait a minute.
It's the day after? I don't have the calendar in front of me. Okay.
But the 28th, is that a Monday?
Is that our normal meeting or is that a special hearing?
Normal.
Normal meeting.
Okay. Item 9B is 24 Site 3, 1492 Hartford New London Turnpike, parcel ID 005. Thank you. Would anyone like to make a motion to schedule a public hearing for 24 sub 2 on May 28th?
I'll make a motion to do what we're going to do.
Second.
First and seconded by Commissioners Desjardins and Summers. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Thank you very much. Item 9B is 24 Site 3, 1492 Hartford New London Turnpike, parcel ID 005-027-000, Oakdale, Connecticut.
The owner applicant is Jeff Daniels for proposed processing, material storage, and equipment storage facility and associated site improvements. The application was submitted on April 10th and received today, and a decision is required by June 27th, 2024. And again, this is informational purposes only. There's no action required this evening. So we will move on to item 9C, which is the commission review of the fiscal year 25 capital improvement budget. If you'll remember from previous years, generally give a favorable report or an unfavorable report to the town council regarding the budget. And just as a reminder, we are looking at this in our capacity as commissioners of planning and zoning only. If you have concerns not related to planning and zoning, I would urge you to go to the town council and address them as a citizen. Matt, is there anything that we should know about this budget?
No, I think you covered it very well. Okay. The policy review, I agree with the items that are there, and there's nothing that I see in this capital improvement plan that would undermine or in any way kind of conflict with the OCD that you adopted a couple of years ago. So it looks, to me at least, it looks pretty pro forma from a policy standpoint.
Okay. Are there any questions for Mr. Davis? Okay. At this time, I will entertain a motion to send a favorable report to the town council on the budget.
So moved.
Second.
First and seconded by Commissioners Summers and Pike. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstaining? Okay, the motion to send a favorable report to town council on the budget has been approved. Next is an item regarding the appointment of a Planning and Zoning Commission representative to the Regional Planning Commission. This is a group made up of commissioners of the various municipalities. Actually, Matt, do you have any more information that you'd like? You could probably more eloquently describe what this is. If anyone is particularly interested in that, please let me know. I am particularly interested in that, so I'm happy to step forward. But I'm certainly open to someone else representing our commission as well.
And there's an alternate position as well. So if more than one person are interested, maybe one can be open to trade off.
Sure. I'd be interested.
Okay. So we have to appoint someone. Can we appoint two representatives and then send one?
I would just appoint a motion and a second to appoint a representative, and then a motion and a second
work it out.
And decide, hey, you go this time, I'll go this time.
Okay.
Okay?
Sure.
We should have a motion in a second, and then vote just to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to do this.
Thank you, Joe.
So, okay, which one wants to do the most? Who has the most time to do this?
Probably nobody. But.
I'm the only one retired around here. Okay. I make a motion that Joseph Sullivan be our call it a representative at Regional Town Planning Office, right?
Regional Planning Commission.
Planning Commission. And Sarah Lundy be our alternative for the Regional Planning
Commission.
And that's about it.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Any discussion? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So you two could fight about it.
That's right.
Any opposed? Any abstaining? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
If either of you need information, you can contact me. You can certainly contact Liz at the Cobb.
Mm-hmm.
She can list staffs at
commission. Okay.
So I'll trust you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well.
Great.
Yeah, well, the only thing I ask is that you just kind of keep the office up to date.
Yep.
Kind of let you know what's involved with what's going on. And we can help with it if you can.
Will you reach out to the Council of Governance? Does the department owe them a response?
What I'll do is once we have the minutes done, even draft form, I'll just send those over to Liz so she knows.
Okay.
And I'm sure we'll share their contact info.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Okay.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Summers, for stepping up.
Thank you.
All right. Moving on to item 9E, which is endorsement of Community Investment Fund Planning Grant Application. Matt, what would you like to tell us about this?
Okay, handed out, and then when I apologize for handing this stuff out tonight, but we're kind of getting down to the wire in terms of the scope and trying to figure out some details so that it would be in a form that you guys could actually take action on. So, CIF is kind of the acronym for Community Investment Fund. It's a program under the DECD. We are eligible for that program because we're a public investment community. And there's a little bit of information about that on the memo. If you're really interested and need to get to see if you can go online, we will keep you updated. So it's a mission-driven program. It's $250,000. The planning grant that we would be looking for would be, and I kind of provided a description in the memo there for you, but in short, it would be to look at the targeted investment areas that you identified in your POCD, with a focus on the Route 42 corridor, and primarily looking at housing in various forms as a driver for economic development and for other purposes in that corridor. So it would be, I didn't put this in the memo, but I would anticipate that the duration would probably, as a practical matter, take probably a year from start to finish, maybe a little bit longer, depending on the work that we put together. So there would be a public engagement process. There would be kind of a data inventory, kind of a step front end. There would be some initial findings in terms of the data that we develop. There would be more public engagement, review the findings. There would be kind of an iterative process. And then there would be, at some point, develop some draft recommendations and strategies about these particular target investment areas. You know, because they do have some variety in terms of their makeup, their land uses, their ownership, capital facilities, and other kinds of attributes. So, you know, hopefully, what we can do is we can create at the end some outcomes in terms of zoning regulation amendments, map amendments, capital facility planning, maybe actually identify some parcels that would be suitable for different kinds of housing projects, applicants were not interested at all in doing that. We really want to come out with some success, some actual on the ground, you know, projects and things that we can get accomplished. And I think Route 32 is ready for that. Yeah. There are some interesting ownership issues, of course, and you know the study will have to deal with those in some way. But I'm sure there's some opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
So if we get your endorsement, what will happen is we'll have to get a resolution from the council. We need to get endorsements from our legislative contingent. So those, the mayor and I will work on those. I don't have any sense that they would endorse that. The application is due to the DECD by June 21. Our target is to have a draft complete by the end of May. We're getting a little bit of assistance from some money we had left over for building work. More of a QC kind of a thing than anything else. They won't make a decision on the grants until the fall. So the program, if we're successful, the program wouldn't kick in until late this year, by the time you do an RFP. If I get a sense that we're going to be successful, we'll kind of get the RFP drafted up and ready so that once they approve it, we'll be able to get the RFP back.
Okay.
I guess it'll be important. So
great.
So, thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions?
So there's a draft motion at the end of Matt's memo to the Planning and Zoning Commission. Would anyone like to make the motion?
I'll read it. Motion to endorse the town of Montville's application to the DECD's Community Investment Fund for a planning grant to evaluate the targeted investment areas identified in the 2022 POCD, focusing on the SR 32 corridor and with the intention of identifying strategies and actions necessary to leverage housing as a means of supporting local businesses, protecting and enhancing existing neighborhoods, identifying capital facility needs and opportunities, and for other related purposes.
Second.
Okay, first and seconded by Commissioners Pike and Somers. Any discussion? I do have a question. If we were to receive the grant and we go through this process and we've got all of this data and information, do we have the resources and capacity to do something with it?
Well, good question. It's difficult at this time, I think, to really give a good answer to that, because the strategies in this particular path vary quite a bit. And what I would like to do is, it's funny you mention this, because this is something I want to do as part of the practical part of it, is I want to the implementation table to be phased and organized in a way that we can, maybe it's low-hanging fruit on the front end, or I want it to be set up in a way so that it's not just this laundry list of things that we can do. So as we get to that point, that's going to be a big part of putting that piece together. The one thing that is kind of nice is that there's a second round of CIF grants that are due at the end of this year that will be issued in the spring of 25. And the timing is a little odd, but, again, if I anticipate that things are kind of going well, we could potentially apply for money under that second grant, which would be capital facility-oriented. They like to see shovel-ready properties at DECD, things like that. So we'll have to see how the program goes with this first grant and what those recommendations are, and then think about the financing part.
So correct me if I'm wrong, the work that would be done should we receive this grant would be a good basis perhaps to apply for additional grants.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, in fact, this is one of the practices that the ECD and the state, regardless of whether it's environmental grants, whether it's open space acquisition grants, they always want to see like a foundation, a planning and policy foundation first to set up. And part of this is consistency with state plans. It's all kind of tied together. So it really does help you when you get to that second step.
Would the intention
be to use the information garnered from the research, the data, to inform future iterations of the POCD, the Affordable Housing Plan, and that sort of thing?
Absolutely, could be. You know, it depends on, again, a time frame and circumstances. Mm-hmm. You know, we want data to be somewhat, you know, up to speed. And we just did a POCD update. But, you know, you don't have to wait 10 years to update POCD, right? So you could, if it turns out that this is of some value, you could certainly kind of plug it in, so to speak, into the POCD update, do that maybe in, you know, 2026.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Great. Any other discussion?
No.
Okay. All those in favor of sending a, or providing a, all those in favor of endorsing the application?
So moved. Yes.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Next, we'll move on to the Zoning Enforcement Officer report.
Total zoning permits that were open at the beginning of this reporting period were 306. There was a total of 11 closed permits, which were certificates of zoning compliance with field inspections. There was a total of 26 field inspections. 24 zoning permits have been issued. 23 were approved. One is still pending, leaving us a total of current open zoning permits of 319. There were two new zoning complaints, a total of 10 complaints still ongoing. 5 complaints have been closed. 1 new wetlands complaint. 4 wetlands complaints are ongoing. 1 wetlands complaint was closed. And the Inland Wetlands Commission had 2 applications before them, both of which were approved, and there were no Zoning Board of Appeal applications.
Okay, thank you very much. Any questions for Stacy?
Well, I almost had chicken dinner for tonight. 502, I drive home that road,
yeah.
And sure enough, it's 7-plus acres. Someone's going to... If it's not me, someone's going to kill a chicken right there.
Well, that's why I tried
that chicken was like right on the white line today. Wow. So I guess it's okay. I don't have a problem with it, except I hope somebody doesn't swerve to miss a chicken and cause an accident. They really should keep those chickens or figure it out how to keep the chickens inside the fence.
I certainly will reach out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to be a pill here. It's just like there's a lot of traffic right there at Yale's, and it just the chicken's like on the white line.
Yeah.
So,
thank you for looking into that.
Thank you very much. So, thank you for looking. Yes.
Right. Crossing the road?
Yeah.
Well, was it crossing? No, it's very close. You saw it, right?
Yep.
Well, you know.
Any other questions for Stacy?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much. Moving on to the Land Use Director report.
Just a couple quick things. Updates. Kennel.
Boring.
Hopefully, in about 2 weeks, we will have estimates from the architects on a couple of alternatives we are going to look at, and then we'll be able to kind of move that forward one way or another. So, we're looking forward to getting those in.
MOU meaning?
Memorandum of Understanding.
Thank you.
So that is moving forward. We did have a nice telephone conversation with the property owners. We wanted to make sure that they were on board with the revised scope that we had, because initially the scope was quite a bit less, and the lease that had been negotiated, really, you know, it allowed for changes, but we wanted to make sure. possibly doing another road bond. And I had kind of brief topical conversations with the Public Works Director and the town engineer about that. And my interest in that, I think, is trying to incorporate projects that, again, we can leverage for economic development purposes, or that have maybe some relationship to some of these other special projects that we're doing. So Dock Road, for instance, there's sufficient right-of-way there. We could potentially look at maybe some kind of widening as part of that capital improvement plan. Not sure if that's something that they want to pursue. But that's kind of the idea, is to use that CIP, not just to pave roads, but to do other good things. Development-wise, we have had multiple conversations and meetings with development prospects. Some of those may happen. A lot of them are housing oriented. So we'll keep you up to speed on those. We obviously can't disclose any details about those. But it is active. There is active interest in that 32 corridor in particular, because of some of the good work that you've done previously here with creating locally zoned. We'll keep up the speed on those. Budget, we all know the budget is the budget, so that's pretty much locked in, I think, and ready to go. That's about it, I think.
That's all?
Well, there's probably a few more things in there. Some are rattling around, but for another time.
Just a few minor items, no big deal. All right, thank you very much. Any questions for Matt at this time? Okay. We do not have any other business, nor do we have any correspondence, nor are we going to have an executive session. So would someone like to make a move to adjourn?
So move.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.